In perhaps one of her most famous, sometimes I think least understood poems, she gives us, "I'm nobody. Who are you? Are you nobody too? Then there's a pair of us. Don't tell. They'd advertise, you know. How dreary to be somebody. How public, like a frog, to tell one's name, the livelong June, to an admiring bog." Misunderstood, I say, as it's sometimes used to speak of Dickinson's retiring nature. Yet here she doesn't slink off. This is not a quiet and retiring nobody. It is an exclaiming nobody, loudly, and challenging the listener. Can you be this too? Can we be this together? And exulting. How delightful. And let's keep it that way, for otherwise it is dreary, public, and unending. Here we can be magical. Fireflies in the night at this swamp, not frogs croaking in low tones through the air. So earlier I said small to big, but here small is big, is superior, is wondrous. That zero at the bone, that nobody, begins to invoke an almost sartorial Buddhist nothingness, though one that can celebrate and dance. For that zero doesn't live in the world. It lives in possibility, as perhaps her most famous dance with herself tells us. I dwell in possibility, a fairer house than prose. This small and so-called retiring person, by dwelling so, and dwelling to me is a deeper word than living, I think, is vast as you can imagine. Her visitors, I don't know if I have this poem here. No, I don't have this poem here. Her visitors are the gambrels of the sky, and her occupation, the spreading wide of my narrow hands to gather paradise. If this is her dance with herself, then we should all be dancing with ourselves so.